First of all, we fell in love. We met at a music situation. It was an open stage. Linda was there with her guitar. I was there with mine. We both performed, and then we started talking to each other, and that was the beginning of it. We courted. We were together for a couple of years, and then in 73, we decided that we were going to team up. Try to live the dream, Dave. Try to go out and make a life in music.
I was drawn to Robin because of his singing and some of his songs. We got together the very next day. He sang me a song of his that I just loved. I sort of grew up being a harmony singer, so harmony just kind of was like falling off a log to me, singing harmony, you know. And we started harmonizing right away, and our voices just kind of went together well, and we felt like we went together well as people and musically.
So you guys meet over music, or did you meet over romance?
We met over music.
Over music.
A lot of people say, how do you make it work being together all the time and working together, writing together, singing together, traveling together, you know, everything together. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that we were both pretty equally involved in music and wanted to have some sort of, hopefully some kind of life in music.
So the other thing on the musical tip, Prairie Home Companion, it's a big time radio show, and Garrison Keillor, host of the show, probably very familiar to a certain portion of people listening, not so familiar to other people. How was it that you crossed paths with him, who it seems like it's turned out to be an influential relationship?
I had connections to the Twin Cities when I was traveling by myself before Linda and I met. It was through those connections that we met Garrison. We did our first record ever in 1975 in the Twin Cities. Andy came to see us play at a small coffee house in Wisconsin and hired us, and we've been playing the show ever since. It's been great having this relationship with Garrison and to have played the show as many times as we have over the years.
And that association was documented in the Robert Altman film, A Prairie Home Companion.
Yes, it was.
Any memories of the filming of that?
The greatest thing about it was that it was all filmed at the Fitzgerald Theater.
Being around Robert Altman, we really enjoyed being around him and had a couple of chances to speak with him sort of personally. And really, right as we were getting ready to leave, a guy came out and said, "No, wait, Mr. Altman wants to say goodbye to you." We turned around and ran back in the theater, you know, and he was so great. He said, "You kids are, this is what this movie's all about. You kids are great." And he just made us feel great, you know, so something we'll take with us forever.
On the note of meeting folks, just a little humorous aside, Robin, have you ever met the other Robin Williams?
No, we never have. We never have. And we sometimes call ourselves the Mork and Lindy Show. Actually, there were some problems there because people would come thinking they were going to see him, and they wouldn't, and so we had to deal with that. But in later years, it's all been, you know, having things get mixed up has been good, because it usually happens in hotels where they think the other Robin Williams is coming to stay, and so we get a champagne bucket or a free fruit basket or something,
an upgraded room, or, you know, a free bottle of champagne.
These old dark hills reject the wind.